live backside Churchill Downs. So if you happen to be listening to DJX just about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes ago, there was a very controversial statement made on the air. Now, it was made on purpose by Kelly Kay. She was just relaying something her friend had said about fashion and the Kentucky Derby.
So my friend, being Abby Miller, used to be a TV anchor here in town many moons ago on LKY. She tosses out there on Facebook, in all caps,
a heater.
Number one, a fascinator's not a hat. Number two, fascinators look heinous even on supermodels. Number three, pull up your panties and wear a hat, represent. To which I had to respond. So I said, I'll be sticking with being the armpit of Derby because of my freakishly small head. I wear children's size hats, so fascinators look more proportional on me. Smoochy, smoochy, smoochy.
So if I may unpack her statement a little bit more. It's not that she maybe dislikes fascinators, but
no,
maybe
she hates them.
Dislikes them for the Kentucky Derby.
She hates them.
So she is not a fan of the fascinator
not
at all.
Not a fan of the fascinators at all. So I heard further comment, they are the armpit of Derby, she says. So hence, I'm going to continue being the armpit of Derby. She's like, please tell me there's no sticks or feathers. I'm like, there are feathers. I rock feathers. I love feathers. Feathers are fantastic.
Missy texts in and says, I agree with everything your friend said about fascinators. So ugly. None are cute. Oh. Look like Cindy Lou Who.
Oh, Missy. Oh, Missy.
Missy's firing shots directly into your heart.
I will have you know that I sold all of my fascinators on Facebook Marketplace so far. They said they were pretty, and I make them every year.
John. Also, hashtag team hat.
John, you're not even wearing them.
He says, hashtag this ain't England, hashtag America. So he's saying,
hashtag you're not wearing them.
I get the purists because I feel like the fascinator has been a thing that has evolved recently.
It's become the new hotness. And I will tell you this, too. Also, from my point of view, so I have several friends that own boutiques here in town, and they have been showing off the fashions on their social media all with the past couple of weeks, and the number one things they show, fascinators. They're showing the outfits. They're showing fascinators in their videos. They're not showing hats.
Susie says, what is a fascinator? Honest question. All right, so you know what? Let's not assume that everybody knows what one is. It's basically a garnished headband.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, so it's like a little mini hat on a headband. It still has big flowers and feathers and all things.
Yeah, it's like a headband that's got a bunch of stuff on it.
Yeah, so Carla says, team whatever makes you feel beautiful, but I do love fascinators. Kelly, you would look great wearing a Kroger bag. I love you, Carla. Then my friend Leslie, who also makes fascinators and hats, she says fascinators. And being that I make them for people, I hardly ever get a request for a hat anymore. I see less and less of them each year during Derby Week. Hats are beautiful, but oh so uncomfortable for a long day. Have fun, wear what you want. That's my point, too. And I'll tell you this also, if you don't have a lot of hair, as I am one of those gals, a fascinator will help save the dew and not completely wreck it.
Yeah, you have a very small head.
I have a small head and
not
a lot
of hair. Yeah.
Comfort, okay? Fascinators I've found are more comfortable to
Crystal
wear.
Crystal from West Point says, I make a fascinator every year. Love them. Mine this year has feathers, flowers, and sticks.
Yes, Crystal.
Hang on, sticks?
I bet it looks fantastic. I think it looks fantastic. Swifty Kim's rolling in like everyone needs to calm down about it. Looks like I'm winning the debate so far. Are you team hat? Are you team fascinator?
Chris texts in and says, fascinators are to Derby what Speedos are to men's bathing suits. Sure, you're allowed to wear them, but nobody wants to see that.
Listen now, I will point my finger to the Olympics. Do you see any men competing in the Olympics wearing anything other than a Speedo?
Hey,
champions wear Speedos.
Oh, champions wear
Fascinators.
Oh.